All right, get this. We're diving headfirst into the quantum realm today. You've sent over a stack of sources on quantum mechanics.
Oh, it's a fascinating field.
Yeah, excerpts from Stanford's Encyclopedia of Philosophy, a brilliant overview, even a Wikipedia article.
And a piece from the Institute of Physics.
There you go. Talk about covering all the bases.
Yeah, these sources provide a really great starting point, I think, for understanding some of these really complex concepts.
So our mission today isn't to make you a quantum physicist overnight.
No.
It's about cutting through the noise and getting to those mind-blowing, like, how is that even possible? Ideas that make quantum mechanics so captivating. You ready to have your mind bent a little?
Let's do it.
Okay, so first things first, everyone always says how weird QM is. And these sources don't disappoint. They mention this wave-particle duality thing.
Right.
Can you give us the layman's explanation, maybe using that double slit experiment everyone seems to love?
Okay, imagine you're shining a light through two slits. What do you see on the other side?
Well, I'd expect to see two lines of light.
Right? You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But instead, you get an interference pattern, like ripples in a pond.
Okay.
That's because light acts like a wave, creating those areas where the waves either amplify or cancel each other out. But here's where it gets really wild. They repeated this experiment with electrons, firing them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And still got the interference pattern.
Hold on. How can a single electron go through both slits at the same time? That's like me somehow walking through both doors of a saloon at once.
That's the million-dollar question. It's as if the electron isn't choosing a path, but rather existing in a superposition.
Okay.
A state of being in multiple places at once until it hits the screen.
Okay, now my head is officially spinning. But it gets even weirder, right? There's that Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Like, the more we know about where a particle is, the less we know about its momentum.
Exactly. And it's not just that our instruments are limited. It's a fundamental principle of the universe.
Really?
It's like the universe is saying, you can know this or that, but not both with perfect certainty.
Wow.
This completely changes how we think about measurement and observation in the quantum world.
So it's not just a matter of needing better equipment. It's literally impossible to know both things with complete accuracy.
Precisely. It's baked into the very fabric of reality. And this is where some of the biggest minds in physics, like Einstein, got stuck.
Right. The sources mention Einstein was not a fan of this whole probability thing. He wanted things to be more concrete, right? What was his issue with this whole idea?
He famously said, you know, God does not play dice with the universe. He really believed, like fundamentally believed, there must be some underlying reality that we weren't seeing, you know,
yeah.
Some hidden variables that would explain these seemingly random quantum events.
So he thought maybe there's something we were missing in our understanding that would make all of this make more sense. Like we were just missing a piece of the puzzle.
Yes, exactly. He believed that if we could just figure out these hidden variables, then the universe wouldn't seem so random and unpredictable. But, you know, experiments, especially those testing something called Bell's theorem, have pretty much ruled that out.
Whoa, so no hidden variables. The universe is just fundamentally, like, weird.
Yeah.
That's both unsettling and exciting at the same time. But okay, let's shift gears for a second before I fall down a rabbit hole of existential dread. The Institute of Physics article you sent mentioned some really cool potential applications of all this, like quantum cryptography.
Right.
And even computers that can be both zero and one at the same time. Is that really happening or is it sci-fi stuff?
It's very real.
Wow.
And potentially even more revolutionary than science fiction often imagines. What's fascinating here is that quantum computers utilize this principle of superposition, where a quantum bit or qubit can exist in multiple states simultaneously.
Right.
Just like that electron going through both slits at once.
Oh, wow.
This allows them to perform computations in parallel, drastically increasing their processing power compared to your laptop or even the fastest supercomputers we have today.
So instead of just being a zero or a one, it's like they can be both at the same time, unlocking this whole other level of computing power.
Exactly.
Could we be on the verge of a computing revolution, like when we moved from those clunky room-sized machines to personal computers?
Absolutely. And this has like mind-blowing implications. Imagine like quantum computers cracking codes that would take classical computers, like billions of years, you know, or designing entirely new materials from the ground up, or revolutionizing drug discovery by simulating complex molecular interactions with incredible accuracy. We're still in the early days.
Right.
But the potential is truly staggering.
Okay, now for another mind-bending application, quantum cryptography. I've heard whispers that it's supposed to be unbreakable.
Yeah.
How does that work? Does it also have something to do with this both at once idea?
It actually leverages a different but equally bizarre quantum phenomenon, entanglement.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about the double slit experiment
yeah.
and how observing the electrons seemed to change its behavior?
Right.
Entanglement takes that to a whole new level.
You mean that spooky action at a distance thing Einstein wasn't too fond of?
Exactly. With entanglement, two particles become linked, even if they're light years apart.
Okay.
Imagine, like, you flip a coin that's entangled with another coin on the other side of the galaxy.
Uh-huh.
The moment you see heads, you instantly know the other coin landed on tails, even though there's no physical way for them to communicate that information faster than the speed of light.
Okay, that's just wild. So how does that make for unbreakable codes?
Well, imagine using these entangled particles to create a secret key for encrypting messages.
Okay.
Any attempt to intercept or eavesdrop on the communication would disturb the entangled particles, immediately alerting both the sender and the receiver that someone's trying to listen in. It's like having a self-destruct button for your secrets.
That's incredibly clever. So with all this talk about practical applications, what's the current state of quantum technology? Are we all getting quantum computers and unhackable phones anytime soon?
Not quite yet. Building stable and reliable quantum computers is a huge technical challenge. It's like trying to build a house of cards in a hurricane.
Oh, wow.
The qubits are incredibly delicate and prone to errors, but the progress is incredibly rapid.
Okay.
Companies like Google and IBM are already building working prototypes.
Wow.
And research labs around the world are racing to scale up the technology and overcome these hurdles.
It really feels like we're, you know, on the verge of a new technological revolution, kind of like when computers first came about. It's both exciting and a bit daunting at the same time to think about all the changes it could bring, you know? But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's zoom out for a second. We've been talking about quantum mechanics at the level of particles and atoms.
Right.
But what about the bigger picture? The Stanford piece mentioned things like quantum field theory, cosmology, even string theory.
Yeah, what's truly mind-blowing is that these seemingly esoteric quantum effects that we've been discussing aren't just confined to the microscopic world, you know?
Yeah.
They have profound implications for our understanding of the entire universe.
Really?
From the smallest particles to the grandest cosmic structures.
Okay, unpack that a bit for me. What happens when we apply these quantum rules to something as massive and complex as, like, the universe itself?
Well, take quantum field theory, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests that empty space, the vacuum itself, isn't actually empty at all. Instead, it's teeming with virtual particles constantly popping in and out of existence.
No way.
Like a quantum foam bubbling with energy.
Wait, what? Empty space isn't empty? That sounds like something straight out of Star Trek.
It does, doesn't it?
Huh.
But the experimental evidence for these virtual particles is incredibly strong.
Wow.
They have a measurable impact on the behavior of real particles, even though we can't directly observe them.
Okay.
And it gets even wilder when we look at cosmology. The study of the universe's origins.
Okay, so how does quantum mechanics play into something as, like, massive and ancient as the Big Bang?
Well, to understand the very beginning of the universe, the Big Bang theory relies heavily on quantum mechanics.
Okay.
The universe at its birth was incredibly small, dense, and hot, a realm where quantum effects would have reigned supreme.
So you're saying those same quantum rules that govern the behavior of, like, tiny particles also govern the birth of everything around us.
Precisely. And then there's string theory.
Okay.
One of the most ambitious and mind-boggling attempts to unify our understanding of the universe at its most fundamental level. It suggests that the universe isn't made of point-like particles, but rather of tiny vibrating strings of energy.
Okay, hold on. Strings. So, like, everything we see, everything we are, is just made up of these, like, little tiny vibrating strings.
Yeah.
What kind of music are we talking about here?
It's a beautifully elegant and incredibly complex idea. And while it's still very much a theoretical framework, it holds the potential to unify quantum mechanics with Einstein's theory of general relativity, something that's been a major goal of physics for decades.
So what you're saying is that by understanding these, like, tiny quantum strings, we might finally unlock some of the universe's biggest mysteries, like how gravity really works or what happened in the first fraction of a second after the Big Bang.
Exactly. It's a journey that takes us from the subatomic realm to the vastness of the cosmos, showing just how interconnected everything is.
Wow. This deep dive has been quite a trip. We've gone from particles acting like waves to the potential for unbreakable codes, and now we're talking about the very fabric of reality and the origin of the universe. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that the more we discover about quantum mechanics, the more we realize how much we still don't know.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. It's a field that constantly pushes the boundaries of our understanding and forces us to reconsider our place in the grand scheme of things.
So to everyone listening, if anything we've talked about today piqued your curiosity, I encourage you to keep digging. Explore those sources you sent us, dive down the rabbit hole of quantum mechanics, and who knows what mind-blowing discoveries you might uncover. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious.